Laura Peters will come and share the first gospel reading.
The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to their own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. The word of the Lord.
And Linda Myers is going to come share our next gospel reading.
Now, in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Amy Doyle will come and share our next reading.
Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Thanks be to God.
Don't be afraid. That's what the angel said to the shepherds. They must have been flat on their faces, terrified by this incredible, awe-inspiring sight. Suddenly appearing in the sky, filling the sky with light, they had no idea what was happening. They were just hanging out by the fire, probably passing around a bottle of wine, keep an eye on the sheep. And suddenly the sky was split open and the glory of heaven shone all around them. And the angel said, "Don't be afraid." That's what the angel had said to Zechariah in the temple, telling him he was going to have a son in his old age with Elizabeth. Don't be afraid. That's what the angel said to Mary, announcing to her she was going to be the mother of the Messiah. Don't be afraid. The angel said the same thing to Joseph in a dream, telling him to risk love, to risk taking Mary to be his wife. Don't be afraid. That's what angels say when they show up in the Bible, over and over again. When God's presence really breaks through, people feel fear, awe. But the message is always, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. We need good news of great joy in our lives. We need it all the time. We certainly need it this year. We need to be told, don't be afraid. There is so much that can make us anxious and afraid. About our climate, about our politics, about wars and violence, polarization and in democracies, threats. There is a lot in the world and in our personal lives that may make us worried and depressed or angry or afraid. And there is often much to make us sad. There's a lot of suffering and grief and conflict in human lives. Sometimes we may be tempted to wonder where God is in the middle of all this, when there are people weeping and afraid. In Gaza City, in Khan Yunus, in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem, in Ramallah, in southern Lebanon. So much pain and rage, so much destruction and death. With the psalmist, we want to cry out, how long, O Lord? How long are you going to keep letting these things happen again and again? We want God to do something. And the answer we get, the sign, the message, don't be afraid. And then this child, helpless, vulnerable, fragile, newborn baby. It is this God that we see in Jesus, who is the God who is always and forever with us and for us in the most painful, most broken, most shattered places of human lives. It is this God who will not leave us, no matter what we do, no matter how we sin against each other and ourselves, no matter how we turn against God and against one another. God's answer is not power. It is not force. It is not knowledge. It is simply, finally, totally love. God's presence, the Spirit, the divine, ground of our being, the heart of all reality, we dare to proclaim is love. And somehow that love that we see in Jesus is here for us too. Here in this baby, here in this story, we see the heart of God revealed. God who loves us. We are never alone. God is with us. The word that we dare to sing and speak tonight is Emmanuel, God with us, divine love with us, God the creator of the cosmos, the sustainer of the universe, the energy and force of all that is, loves us so much that God chose to become one with us. Spirit became flesh and blood, unending energy and power, limited itself, became small, helpless, vulnerable, just like us. We are not alone, ever. God is one, with us. Those of you who were here this morning heard me tell my experience Tuesday night in Bible study when the group was busily discussing how we understand all this, but the Wi-Fi was out at my house, so I was only on the phone, not on Zoom. I couldn't see their faces, just hear their voices, and then the power went out. So I was sitting in a dark room, listening to them have this big conversation with this little bit of moonlight coming through in darkness. God's light breaks through into the darkness. God's word is heard in the silence. God's truth is mystery. And yet somehow it can touch our hearts and change us, love us. I was also reminded this week about the Charlie Brown Christmas special. You know the story and you know the characters. Charlie Brown is trying really hard to find the real meaning of Christmas, and he gets put down and teased by his friends. Even Snoopy laughs at him while he tries to direct that Christmas pageant. Finally, he gets his pitiful little tree, and they all just laugh at him. And Charlie Brown is in complete despair. He says, "Doesn't anybody know what Christmas means?" And of course, Linus says, "I'll tell you what Christmas means, Charlie Brown." And he starts reciting the story we've heard from Luke 2. And when Linus reaches the point where the angel says, "Don't be afraid," he drops his security blanket. And then after he finishes reciting, he takes his little security blanket and he wraps it around Charlie Brown's pitiful little tree. "It's not such a bad tree after all, Charlie Brown. It just needs a little love." And the tree straightens up and somehow starts to glow, and the rest of them start putting ornaments on it. And suddenly it is not such a bad tree after all. It's beautiful. That's what love does. Love helps us let go of all the things we clutch for security, for safety. Love helps us wrap ourselves, a little of ourselves, around someone else. God helps us love each other. God came to us, we believe, we dare to believe, in this baby born in Bethlehem. Jesus somehow was and is part of the great revelation of God, who came to show us God's way, how to open up a connection for us to the heart of God. God is always coming to us again and again in deeper and more complete ways. God's love is always with us. God's love holds us, never leaves us. Emmanuel, God is with us. Don't be afraid. Lydia Dolch will share our last reading.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God.